speech or document aid. Honesty can never be a unilateral. From an address delivered at the commencement exercises of Georgetown College, June 14, 1906. It is a happy coincidence that your commencement comes on Flag Day, in the day when we pay a special honor to the symbol of our national existence. Georgetown, which has sent its proportion of soldiers to the country, whenever the country called for it, must remember that duty, just as high, can be done in time of peace as in time of war. We have plenty of evil to combat in this republic, and the success of the fight that we wage against it is going in large part to depend upon the attitude taken by the graduates of our universities, whose training should peculiarly help them to leadership in such a fight. Now, just one word in connection with that fight. Remember always that honesty can never be a unilateral. Do not attack the poor man who is dishonest, or the rich man who is dishonest as a member of a class. Attack him simply because he is dishonest. Wage war relentlessly on every man of wealth who does what is wrong. Attack in every way the iniquity of the corporation which commits iniquity. But remember, you men of education, you men of college training, you to whom we have a right to look for leadership in the generation now taking up its burdens, that you do the greatest possible wrong if you train people to an obliqueness of vision which shall make them condemn wealth instead of condemning crooked wealth, which shall make them fail to see that the real test is honesty as against dishonesty. Condemn the rich man who corrupts a legislature. Condemn equally the demagogue who seeks to incite one set of our citizens against another, because that other is in the material things of this world more fortunately off. The wealthy corruptionist and the sour demagogue who denounces all wealth represent not opposite vices, but the same vices developed under different conditions. The arrogance of the man of wealth who disregards his obligations to the country, who looks down upon and disregards his poorer brother, is not a different feeling from, it is the same feeling, as, the envy, hatred, malice, felt by a man of mean and jealous temper who lacks means for the more fortunate man who has means. The selfish arrogance and the envious hatred are not different qualities, they are simply the two sides of the same foul shield. You can rest assured that the poor man who thus envies and hates the rich man, the arrogant rich man who looks down upon and disregards his duty toward the poor man, would each commit the faults of the other, if fortune placed him in the position of the other.